Welcome back to Tip TV, where I'm joined by my co-host, Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, and by our guest, Ashraf Lady, Chief Executive Officer at Intermarket Strategy Limited. That sounds like a very important organization.
It's very, very important. Many people working there too.
Right, okay. I know you from being around the city of London, being an analyst and a commentator for quite some time. I think the situation now is we're probably the most. This is the time when we really need your services quite badly.
Yes, and I'm very happy to provide the services, especially when I am on my own. I don't have a big mother of a company to protect me and to protect my calls. And I do trading. I give signals, and I am responsible for every call.
Wasn't that the other thing, that when you work for a big organization or many of these, there's a company line, and there's also. You can't say too much because you might upset this client or that client.
And there are layers of compliance to have to push every trading call through before you can actually start to talk about it with the clients.
The company line was my line. I think, you know, whether it was CMC or City Index, I remember that I was very, very fortunate not that I was never being told what not to say regarding the direction. But regarding the compliance, maybe you have to be less forthright. You know, don't say we are buying, we are selling. So there's a way. But I always found that it's very important to help the viewers and to give them a very good idea of what I think things are going to go.
Yes, but we've had people on the show here in the run-up to Brexit, and they couldn't say anything.
Yes,
they couldn't say the Brexit would be good, we'd be bad. They couldn't say anything because they might alienate their clients.
Yeah.
So it was like an Orwellian nightmare, really. It was just you were sort of airbrushing the whole thing, you know. And then after it happened, we really thought that it was going to happen, you know. And we said, well, why didn't you tell us that before?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Most of them have a strategy either way, and it's just sound bites in between until the vote happens.
So the situation now, we've got either Donald or Hillary in the White House next week. Mm. How do we play that? Or do we not play it? Or do we just sit on our hands until it happens?
Very tough. You know, if one wins, will the fiscal stimulus kick in? If Hillary wins, will the Democrat win both chambers of Congress? I'm not going to bore you or you, the camera is there, I assume, about the if and then. I think that at the end of the day, the way you want to play it, if you are serious and if you are convinced with your own analysis, I would say that the U.S. dollar is probably nearing the end of the rally. Because, look, if I'm going to talk about the fundamentals, I'm going to do a lot of ifs and but and on the other hand. So if you want to deal with that, you can read the FOMC statement that is going to come out on Wednesday. And there's a lot of if, but, on and on the other hand. I'll just basically look. The dollar was happening right now. It is rallying ahead of improving expectations of a rate hike, whether it's 72% or 73%. This is the same movie that we saw last year. Okay, last year there were two peaks in the US dollar. The first peak was in March of last year, the very first time there was a peak in the dollar and the bottom in the euro, March 2015, when Draghi announced the QE. Really? But when he announced the QE, you would expect that the dollar to go further and the euro to go down further. No, this is what the peak. The dollar dropped afterward. Okay, this was March of last year, and then it went back up in around December of last year, just ahead of the ECB meeting and ahead of the expectations of a rate hike. The same thing is probably happening right now. And if you look at the euro dollar, the monthly chart, it has higher lows, and the dollar has a high. As you look at me here, you have there's a high, there's a higher high, and there's a lower high. Okay. If you're going to use the fundamentals to explain that, the Federal Reserve does not have, maybe, the economy cannot handle, does not have enough strength to handle more than one rate hike.
Do you think the markets are suffering from QE fatigue, Ashraf? We hear stories of billions being pumped into, as with Draghi last year, and the US economy is in the same mess. Mm-hmm. So do you think markets are now impervious to hear that several billion dollars has gone into buy assets and several billion euros?
So the fatigue one is the explanation that addresses the inability for the ECB to throw more money. And that is a sort of a positive for the euro. So the fatigue is not just a fatigue, but it's what do you call it? What the word that they found? Lack of assets to buy the scarcity problem. The ECB finds a scarcity. So they either change the rules, they cut interest rates, and they say the new threshold for interest rates is not minus 0.4 but minus 0.5. But I don't think they're going to cut interest rates because people like Deutsche Bank, they cannot handle lower rates. And the other thing is, what are they going to do? Are they going to increase? Are they going to increase the size of the QE? So they went from 60 to 80 billion. Are they going to go to 90 billion? I think that they would probably could do is that they would leave the QE as is, but like everybody thinks, and I think they would probably extend the duration. But extending the duration, you know, if you're gonna tell the kids,
that's what's been happening in Japan.
Hey kids, what do you want in the family? Do you want me to buy you more stuff from Oxford Street or from the mall, or you want me to spend more time in the mall? And until 3 p.m., I'll spend until 6 p.m. Would you be happier? But, well, I'm going to go to the cafe and I'm going to get my phone and I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch, you know, the Tip TV guy speak. So I think that's one of the reasons that addresses. The other thing is that, as you know, the last four tightening cycles, each of the last four Fed tightening cycles, the dollar used to rally ahead of that. And when the tightening cycle is kicked off, the dollar would slip. But here we're not talking about the beginning of a grand rate hike cycle. We're just talking about an adjustment. We're talking about a forced in.
Yep.
And just one last thing. I mean, I'm not sure when this interview is going to air, but people said that the November Fed this Wednesday is not very important. What is important is that, are we going to still see the three dissenters? Are we still going to see them? And if we're going to see these guys, and we're going to have a good job report, more than 150, not a downside surprise unemployment, I think we can expect a rate hike, but would that be good enough for the dollar? Would it give it, you know, further oomph?
Speaking of oomph, we've got to go. Ashraf Lady, CEO at Intermarket Strategy Limited, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Ashraf.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.